Great.
Thanks for the interview, by the way.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Joined here by Jay Coughlin, who is our Pro Stock winner here at Route 66 Raceway, which is, of course, the Jags Route 66 Nationals.
Hey,
brought to you by
Jags. Jay Coughlin Jr. is the driver of the Elite Motorsports tuned Chevrolet Camaro Super Sport Pro Stock car. So, Jay, let's start
super
with
fast today.
Super fast, super fast Pro Stock car. 77th career win overall, your 59th career win in the Pro Stock category itself. And perhaps the biggest stat of all, your first Pro Stock win after seven final rounds since 2014.
Well, who was counting? Now, it feels fantastic, obviously, without question. You know, we've been fortunate to visit the Winner's Circle on occasion over the last 30 years quite a bit, and had a great time doing it. And today was one of those days I won't forget. You know, we've had a little bit of a dry spell. You know, I didn't race in 15. I did race. I raced two races and went to one final in the 2015 season. Came out and drove just two races with Elite for fun. And then 16 and 17 were a little bit of a challenge. You know, any that's followed the sport, you know, know that, you know, we've got just an unbelievable team with Elite Motorsports. Richard Freeman is put together with Rick and Ricky Jones and Mark Ingersoll and Brian Self, all kind of at the helm of, you know, maintaining the cars and the consistency. And you know, to go through last year, probably more in particular, you know, we were fast, just hot and cold. And this year we've really come on to a great stretch. You know, Vincent qualified number one at Pomona, and Elite winning at least probably five or six of the nine events thus far. So I feel great and feel very proud to, put our name in that hat for a champion out of, under Elite Motorsports banner, and you know, no better place than to do it today. You know, to have the Jags All Stars yesterday was just an unbelievable event, and I'll be guilty in saying you know, I watched just about every single round, first, second, and third round of the All Star event yesterday, and man, I wanted to be in each and every race car that was going down that track, and it fired me up, you know, and I drove today like like a true sportsman, was aggressive and stayed consistent. And you know, Rick and Ricky and the team gave me a great car. And we were low ET four rounds in a row and didn't look back. So I think we did it in grand style to kind of break that ice. And there's nothing more than we'd love to travel across the way to Richmond and back it up with a nice exclamation point.
There's an old saying that says you fight one of us, you get the whole trailer park. And when we look down out of the windows of the tower of that final, your entire family was there to watch it.
I can only imagine. You know, it's probably the biggest thing I miss, being in the race car. You know, I've been outside the race car for many of my brother's wins and the sportsman ranks and the pro stock truck ranks and pro stock and pro modified. And you know, the celebration is what's so fun. You know, it's just that true element that you really enjoy for the weekend. But being in the car, you always miss that. But I told the guys today I didn't miss a damn thing. I was so excited from behind the wheel after the four runs we made today and seeing the wind light burning a hole in my helmet riding through the finish line. Felt fantastic. You know, I do owe it all to the group that was celebrating on the starting line. And you know, we want to fast forward and we want to get there quick.
Jag, this time though it was Jag and Greg, it was Summit and Jags, it was Lee and Frazier. I mean, it was a great pairing of great drivers. What were you thinking about when you came to the line?
You know, I was just thinking, you know, I've got a great car that's been repeating extremely well each and every round. You know, I missed a tree a little bit against Tanner and knew it, but got away with it. And you know, coming in the final, I just wanted to make a good clean run and give myself an opportunity to you know, elevate the car down through the track. And you know, as I was riding by the tree, I could see my wind light glowing, and you know, I banged through the gears just for fun, and you know, probably could have pushed the clutch in and just kind of eased down through there. But the fans deserved almost a low ET run of the day, and it felt really good. And I gotta tell you, you know, when I let the clutch out, I said, man, he better been on time. And then I saw that he had turned it red. And then I told him in the shutdown, if I wasn't double O, I may have been a little bit red behind him, but because I knew I had every ounce of my attention was focused, and that felt really good to have nice, a good clean four runs mentally behind the wheel today.
You said Thursday you could kind of see this coming. Did you expect it to come so quickly?
Well, we knew we had we've just had great race cars as a team in total. We've just struggled with my car for one reason or another. Either I've missed a tree and gotten beat on a close run, or the car's shook, or we've just had some issues. So nothing that we've complained about. We've been working extremely hard. We found a little bit of a problem in the car Friday before Q1, and we didn't have the pieces to fix the car. We made both runs Friday, and this will probably come as a shock to most of us here. The KB team lent us some parts to fix the car, quite frankly. A piece that in the suspension that we didn't have a spare of for the cars, and I let the clutch out Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and all four runs today, and I don't think I touched a steering wheel, which was a nice relief.
What will the celebration be like tomorrow with the offices of Jake?
It'll be pretty nice. We've weathered the same storm we just talked about, early in the conversation. They're all passionate about what we do at Jeg's, serving the millions of customers around the world, and they're very passionate about our family and our motorsports program. And they could feel the pain, and they were feeling the pain a little bit, going through what we've gone through the last couple of years. But fortunately, we have a big enough family where there's other opportunities to hoist wallies or race wins, and they've pulled us through the last couple of years, and it's great to have a big win here today, not just because it's an event that's marqueed by Jeg's, but it feels great just to hoist another wally and get that big win.
Congratulations, sir.
Why, thank you.